Hi everybody, my name is Joseph Lago. I'm an international student from Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast is a country located in West Africa. And I grew up in a city called Abidjan, which is the economic capital and also the largest city out there. And I grew up with a lot of friend from different country. Ivory Coast is a pretty diverse country, so people from Lebanon, Vietnamese people, and Spanish people. So we're pretty close to those country, and you can find like neighborhood with only Spanish people and only people from Lebanon too. So we have been colonized by France, and this is the reason why we speak French out there. But at the same time, we have 70 other languages, like based on the region you're from. So my mom is originally from the west part of Ivory Coast, and we have like two or three other languages, and I do speak those languages, but only at home with my family, or like when I go back to my village, for example. And in terms of food and culture, like when it comes to art and music, I'd say like my country is kind of like one of the best in those fields, because we have this genre of music called coupé décalé, which is pretty, pretty famous out there. And another genre called Afro trap, which is a mix of Caribbean music, like, and some urban music and US music too, mixing with our own music out there. It's a pretty famous genre too. In terms of food, Ivory Coast is kind of like very different from the United States. You know, we eat like very healthy compared to America. I can say that out there we have fast food, but the government established something and like make fast food kind of like expensive, so that people will have to purchase them. They're gonna have to like eat at home and like eat things from our plant, you know, like food like that we like cultivate like from home, you know. In terms of economy, my country is kind of like the largest economy in the West African Economic and Monetary Union. You know, we're constituting like 40% of the Monetary Union total. The country is the world's largest exporter of cocoa beans and the fourth largest exporter of goods in general in sub-Saharan Africa. So if you want to drink good coffee, you have to go to Ivory Coast, because we know how to make coffee out there. So we had a pretty close relationship with France due to the fact that we have been colonized by France. We had our independence in 1960, which is the year where my mom was born. This generation had a pretty close relationship with friends, you know. So we have like, we used to deal with friends, and we're still dealing with friends. Like we have foreign investment coming from friends, like they build school and hospital for us. But when it comes to politics, we have a pretty controlled relationship. It's kind of like changing right now, just the new generation, my generation, the generation, and then two generations before me, because we think that we are not really free, like in terms of like doing our own things. Today you can go to Ivory Coast and find like many village where like French people are still coming out there to like taking advantage of our own land, you know. Like for example, we had a civilian war in 2010-2011 opposing our old president, which was originally from the west of Ivory Coast, and the current president, which from the north. So the French people back in the colonization, they put trouble between those two population, those two ethnical group, like the Jula from the north and the Bété from the west, for my mom, where she from, so that we don't like each other anymore. And those president are from those two parts of my region. So they took advantage of it, and they was giving support to the new president, which is from the north, and kind of like dealing with him so that they can still take advantage of our resources. So today, like with the new generation, we're kind of like trying to cut this relationship by like refusing to keep using our currency, the French currency that we're still using, but it's gonna change, which is le franc. We had like meeting between the current president and Mr. Emmanuel Macron friend and our president, Mr. Ouattara, in January or February, that kind of like set up a new monetary system where we are not going to use anymore the franc. So that's kind of like a good thing for my country, and I was really glad when I heard that. On my own experience in Ivory Coast, like, despite knowing like this war that kind of like put a lot of trouble and like instability in my country, honestly, like, me being from this country is probably like one of the best things, because my country is very, very beautiful. Like, I used to go from region and state to state in my country and see how like we are so different, even being from the same country, the languages, the food. So I really recommend you to go back, to go there and visit them, because you have a lot of chance to meet amazing people. And also, religion is kind of like something very important to my country. Like, it's part of our daily life, our life. And we have, like, I can say half Muslim and half Christian. So religion play a big role in our crisis in 2010-2011. Like, really religious, like, people like Muslim and Christian, our leaders kind of like use religion to bring people from Ivory Coast back together, like, to bring peace in my country, you know. So I study political science, like I say, and for me, political science, because I want to like give back to my country in order to avoid what we have been through, like, in this civilian war. The new generation, like I say, we won't change, me and my friends. So I want to be able to have this degree and go back to my country and like share with my fellow citizen like my knowledge in order to like keep our development process and to be like one of the greatest country in Africa, you know. So thank you.